Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. It's Eagles 360. A rainy day in South Philadelphia, but spirits obviously very high for a 3-0 football team getting ready for San Fran.
A big matchup this Sunday. The Niners are desperate. They're hungry. 1-2 come into this matchup, but the Eagles want to spoil their plans and continue their perfect season. But, of course, there are going to be some questions and storylines to follow as we get ready for this big West Coast matchup.
Looking forward to this one. See how the Eagles do on the road against a really good football team, one that obviously understands how to win and win down the stretch for sure. Let's get you caught up on everything happening today. Let's send it out to Bo Wolf, our news update presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, guys. And a few days before the Eagles take on the San Francisco 49ers, head coach Chip Kelly talked about how he measures the Eagles' pass rush and how productive they are, and also what a challenge it'll be for the Eagles' defense to go against Colin Kaepernick on Sunday.
I mean, it's not just clear cut. I don't think you can just look at sacks. I think you look at hurries. I think you look at hits. I think you look at a lot of different things just besides that. I think it's there's more involved in it. Just like when you look at the rushing attack, you don't just look, hey, the running back's a real good player. I mean, there's a lot of different components that go into it. So
I don't think that we're struggling, and I think that the pass rush is going to get there. You know, over a period of time, we were getting third and six or more. When the quarterback got to hold the ball to make reads, that the pass rush will get there. And sacks is, I think, you know, we'll get him.
We don't just look at a completion percentage to say he's dangerous. You know he's dangerous in everything that he can do. I think he's got a very, very, very strong arm. You know, I think it's evident when you watch him, you know, and just see the ball come off his hand. And then obviously the added threat that he has more than anybody else we faced in terms of being a runner. They and I said it the other day, they have more designed quarterback runs where it's snap it to him and that's the play. You know, it's not – the play broke down. It's not a zone read play where he's got an option on what to do. They're just direct snapping it to him and running quarterback sweep, and or they're going to get into empty and direct snap it to him and run quarterback inside zone. So I think because of his ability to throw it, and he can make all the throws because of his arm strength, but also that ability to run really is what kind of sets him apart from a lot of people.
After practice inside on a rainy day in South Philadelphia, quarterback Nick Foles talked to the media about the challenge presented by a very talented Niners defense.
I mean, they're going to run their defense. They're going to do what they do. I don't see them going out there and doing anything different because they're good at what they do, and we have to go out there and out-execute them. It's as simple as that. It's going to be the toughest because it's the next opponent. It's the only opponent we're worrying about. They have an outstanding team. A great defense is going to try to disguise things, and they're going to play hard. I just know that, I mean, we did a much better job last game of getting things going early. We didn't have the ball a whole lot. Our special teams made a great play, but it's one of those things where you don't really stress it too much. You just continue to work to improve it, and you always want to start the game fast and get going on the right foot. And I felt like we did a much better job of that last week, and we just need to move forward and keep doing a better job of it.
That does it for today's News Roundup presented by Sports Authority. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks, Bo. And one of the big reasons that the Eagles are 3-0 to start the 2014 season has been the play of special teams. And last Sunday against Washington, they got a huge boost in scoring their first touchdown from a certain running back.
Yeah, Chris Polk, really a good time for him to get things going after missing the entire preseason and most of training camp with that hamstring injury. All of a sudden, he's returning kickoffs against Washington. When we return to Eagles 360, Chris Polk visits us in studio and talks about his role on special teams and what it was like to wait all that time for a chance to touch the football.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. When you do, you'll receive a receipt code making you eligible for the Swoop In and Win sweepstakes. Just go to swoopinandwin.com and enter the code today. It's your chance to win Eagles tickets, Eagles Pro Shop and Acme gift cards, and Eagles autographed merchandise. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow. That's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles running back and kickoff return man and special teams player, Chris Polk. Patience comes at various times in life, and you have been very patient, and congratulations on what you did on Sunday, Chris. I know it's been a long time since you got the football in your hands. It must have felt great.
Yeah, it did feel great, but, you know, I give all that, you know, to the kickoff return team that really blocked, you know, made that possible. Then, you know, Dave fit with the great call. You know, everything just, you know, worked perfectly on that play for me.
To get back in the end zone, well, what is the feeling like to score touchdowns? You've been very productive in your career here. When you've had the football, getting into the end zone.
I feel at home in the end zone. You know, it's been a long time, but you know, I'm definitely, you know, something that I like to do, something I'm comfortable doing, and you know, when I'm in there, I just feel like I'm home again.
You can get used to being in the end zone, can't you, in this world?
Yeah, I can.
Not bad. Now, I didn't see a whole lot of celebration. It wasn't, it was very, you know, very, very much like you expected to get back there soon.
A little bit something like that. Then, you know, also I was really tired after that. I felt, you know, every yard of that return, you know. So, you know, I just got to do a better job celebrating with my teammates because, you know, they're the reason why I'm in there. So, you know, get better at that.
Chris, from a health standpoint, everything is all systems go, 100% feeling great?
No, not 100% yet. But, you know, it's good enough to where, you know, I'm comfortable playing like that. And just, you know, I'm feeling better every week, but as far as 100%, no, I'm not there yet.
It's amazing because I don't think people really understand how long it takes to come back from that kind of an injury. And we had talked after Bryce was traded. This was a great time for you. You were in awesome shape. You felt wonderful. You were ready to go. From a mental standpoint, tough for you to overcome the injury?
It's definitely tough to overcome an injury because when you're hurt, you know, that's the first thing, you know, that gets tested, your mental, especially that, you know, we had at the time a lot of great running backs in there doing a lot of, you know, great things, having a lot of production then. You know, it's just, you know, when I got hurt, it was, you know, it was just a bad, you know, it was just really hard because I felt like everything was, you know, finally coming in line for me. Things are happening. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in everything happens for a reason. So, you know, I was meant to, you know, just, you know, work at something else and get better in other areas.
When guys are not able to play, there's a sense of not feeling like you're helping the team win, right? I mean, that's got to be part of the frustration.
Yeah, it's definitely part of frustration, especially, you know, like you talked about, getting trading away Bryce, then, you know, I'm expecting, you know, to, you know, step up in that role and, you know, to expand. And, you know, you go down injury, you just say like, man, well, what can I do? How am I get out there as fast as you just, you know, it's a process. You just got to stay focused and, you know, just stay optimistic. And, you know, when you get out there, just, you know, just put your best foot forward.
Now, you had return kickoffs a little bit in high school. Big return in, what was it, 2006?
2007.
Bunch of tackles breaking through those 135-pound guys. I'm just kidding, all right? I'm just kidding. College, you did a little bit, too. What is the key to being a great kickoff returner?
Being a great kickoff returner, it's just, you know, it's like running the ball. You really got to set up your blocks, then, you know, just take what they give you. And, you know, once you see a crease, just hit it and just, you know, hit it and get it. And just keep your legs moving and, you know, just expect to finish.
You ready to go on offense as a running back if called upon?
Yeah.
Health-wise, no problem?
No problem.
Your view of the offense through three games?
We've been firing. You know, we haven't been firing on all cylinders yet. You know, the sky's the limit. We just got to, you know, eliminate the little mistakes and stop shooting ourselves in the foot. And in the red zone, we got to get touchdowns, stop settling for field goals. But, you know, we've been doing real good, but we're nowhere near to our potential.
What is the chemistry like in the locker room? What's this feeling of camaraderie?
It's definitely, I wouldn't even say chemistry. It's a culture, you know, what we established. You know, we're all close. Even outside of football, we're always together, hanging out, you know, joking around. It's just, it's really like a brotherhood.
Well, good, man. Keep on the brotherhood. Keep on the city of brotherly lovehood in the locker room. Congrats on the play, and let's get a couple more in San Fran. Actually, just one more, because they only kick off once. That means they've only kicked off once. That means no touchdowns. That means no scores.
Yeah.
So take it to the house.
Yeah, got to.
Chris, take it to the house. Polk joins us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro-caliber protein. From the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
For a limited time, stop by your local McDonald's and go for two with your favorite large soft drink in an Eagles Players Cup and large shaken flavor fries, including flavors of Zesty Ranch, Spicy Buffalo, and Garlic Parmesan for only $3.49. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Price and participation may vary while supplies last. We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, and we're going to talk about the Eagles offense, one that ranked second in the NFL in points scored, sixth in yards produced. All of this done, Chris, without a lot from LeSean McCoy, averaging just 2.9 yards per carry, yet the Eagles still finding a way to get it done.
Well, the thing is, Dave, LeSean McCoy is still making an impact because teams have to game plan to stop him. So, okay, LeSean McCoy is not getting the big numbers they put up in 2013, 175 rushing yards at this point, but everyone else around him is improved and producing. And you start with the wide receiver position. Last year, you had DeSean Jackson and Riley Cooper and Jason Avant as your top three guys. This year, you have Jordan Matthews, two touchdowns in one game already this season. You have Jerry Macklin and the big play ability, and Riley Cooper has yet to have a breakout performance. And don't forget, Dave, the tight end position, well-stocked as well.
Yeah, Zach Ertz has really become the go-to player at the tight end position in the passing game. His numbers really impressive from that rookie season. A good start for him last year, but Ertz is making a nightmare matchup for opposing defenses. So those players, and then, of course, the addition of Darren Sproles and what he does with this Eagles offense, the way the Eagles can move him around in the screen game, in the run game, he's been devastating in both of those areas. So the Eagles more than making up for the lack of ground game production, but still, they want to get the running game going.
They need to get the running game going. Of course, it starts up front, and really the key is going to be discipline up front. Center David Mulk making his first career start against San Francisco, as is left guard Matt Tobin. Very, very good San Francisco defensive line, front seven. Look, San Francisco might not be generating much of a pass rush because they lost players like Navarro Bowman and Alden Smith to this point, but the run defense led by Justin Smith up front is still very stout, and that's one thing that the Eagles are going to have to combat. So even though the Eagles have struggled to get the run game going, they've stayed committed to it, but they might still have their struggles this Sunday again against a very good San Francisco front.
And, of course, everything starts with the quarterback, and Nick Foles on pace to throw for more than 5,200 yards, on pace to throw 32 touchdowns. And in our progress report on the game plan show, we focus on, of course, the quarterback, Nick Foles.
All right, Mike. Nick Foles, in my opinion, had his best game of the season to date. I thought he was throwing with great anticipation, something he wasn't doing in the previous two games. Let's take a look at this pass here. You're going to see a great anticipation by Nick here with Riley Cooper on the outside. Riley runs his seven route. Watch as Nick lets this ball go before Riley even comes out of the break.
You're right. He's starting to hit his stride now. Plants his feet, and he just drills this ball to the outside. Nice route by Riley Cooper. He gives Nick, you know, on this inside stem, giving Nick room to get the ball to the outside, and that timing It's perfect. You can't cover that. And the ball placement also, an outstanding job, Nick, getting the ball to the outside where only his receiver can make that catch.
A nice job by Riley making sure he gets both his feet down in bounds to make that catch there. So good job by quarterback and receiver. Now, this is after Nick Foles had just taken the big hit from Chris Baker.
Yeah.
Comes right back in here, standing in the pocket. You're going to see Jeff Mayo here on the outside again. Another little out route. But watch how Nick is already set to let the ball go before he comes out of this break.
Good footwork, drives that football to the outside, and as you said, he gets the ball up early. When you're a receiver out there, you want to see the ball in the air. You don't want to see the quarterback throw the football. That's what Jeff Mayo was able to see, the ball and not just the quarterback throwing.
All right, take a look at him here. This is a great throw and an even better catch
yep.
from Jeremy Maclin on the sideline. Maclin coming up, going to run a nice little out here. Nick anticipating the outcut. Lays this ball over Jeremy's right shoulder. Great job by quarterback and receiver.
Yeah, look where he's letting the football go. He can only see the back of Macklin's jersey, and he's letting the football go, anticipating where Macklin's going to be. That's the mark. Nick's starting to hit his stride.
And look at the ball placement. Outside, where only the receiver can get the ball there. No chance of a turnover. Great job by Maclin. Getting down in bounds. That was a big catch right there. They went on to score a touchdown
it's
later.
It's just awareness of where you are on the football field by Maclin, knowing that he had to tap those feet in bounds to get the catch.
Now, here's the play shortly after the last play Maclin just made. Great job again. Nick Foles anticipating. You're going to get cover three here. There's a little seam right in this area that Nick's going to be able to find Maclin. But the key to this play, in my opinion, is he has to make a quick decision and get that ball in there with laser-like precision.
Watch the release by Maclin. He widens the defender just slightly to give that room for Nick to put the football in there. The inside receiver holding that middle safety, but widening that defender gives Nick a lot of room to throw the football in there, and it's a perfect throw and catch.
It seems to me, Mike, Nick Foles and Jeremy Maclin are starting to build great chemistry between the both of them.
We take a look at this weekend's lineup for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We've got you covered Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. with Eagles 360, our kickoff show, 30 minutes before kickoff. So, Chris, we are late on Sunday afternoon, live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're live with our halftime report. And, of course, the postgame show presented by Rico brings you everything from the locker room, from the press conferences, the immediate reaction from the Eagles after, hopefully, a win in San Francisco. And to do that, Chris, offense is still going to have to score some points, and they're getting it not only from the skill position people, but from the special teams.
What helps a lot is when you have a reliable kicker like Cody Parkey, who is one of only eight kickers in Eagles history to have already hit two field goals of 50 yards or more. So when the Eagles get closer to pay dirt, if they're just outside the red zone, it's still a scoring zone for the Eagles. Very, very important that they can rely on Cody Parkey, who's come through in the clutch with the game winner against Indianapolis, tied the game up with a 50-plus yarder against Jacksonville, and his 51-yarder, I believe, against Washington proved to be the differential there.
Yep, great start for Cody Parkey, and there'll be some windy conditions, I'm sure, in Santa Clara, California this weekend. Certainly nothing like Candlestick Park. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to take a look at those San Francisco 49ers and a team that's 1-2, but the Eagles certainly think it's a much better team than its record.
Yes, a familiar position for the 49ers. A year ago, they were 1-2. They end up winning 12 games and make it to the playoffs. Can they do the same against this season? We're going to talk to Scott Kegley from 49ers.com and go behind enemy lines right after this break on Eagles 360.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow. That's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
As we do each and every week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, it's time to go behind enemy lines, and we welcome Scott Kegley from 49ers.com to give us the latest on what's going on with San Francisco. And Scott, my first question to you is this. The Niners are 1-2. They've lost their last two games. What's the mood like right now in the San Francisco locker room?
Well, Chris, thanks for having me on. And, you know, first of all, I don't consider you an enemy. You're a very good friend. So thanks for having
Not this
here,
week, though. Yeah. Not this week, Scott.
Hey, well, at 1-2, I mean, the 49ers find themselves in the same position as they were last season. The 49ers were able to rebound after another 1-2 start. Jim Harbaugh knows what it's like to be in this situation. They've kind of pulled themselves out by their own bootstraps last year. And they're going to be looking to do the same thing, but certainly the road does not get any less difficult this week with Philadelphia coming to town.
Scott, what is going on in the second halves of the games in your estimation? You look at the Eagles, and they've outscored the opposition by 50 points in the second half of the contest. The Niners, on the other hand, have been outscored 52-3. What do you think is happening in the latter halves of the games?
Yeah, well, from the 49ers' perspective, you certainly hope that trend doesn't continue this week. And, you know, the Eagles play right into that weakness for the 49ers through the first three games. The 49ers really haven't done themselves any favors. They're the most penalized team in the league through three games, and they need to figure out how to adjust to the stricter calls that have been being in place by the NFL. I mean, they've gotten hit with a couple very similar penalties. The leading with the crown of the helmet is one of them, a few roughing the passer calls, and it always seems like the penalties come not just on first down and second down, but they come at really critical times for the Niners. They've been coming on third downs. They've been keeping drives alive for the opposition. The Chicago Bears were able to come back two key third down penalties that gave the Bears first downs, and that's what gave the Chicago Bears a little bit more momentum to get back into the game. And the 49ers are going to have to figure out how to fix that, adjust to it, and they're going to need to do it this week.
Scott, how would you describe how the Niners have utilized Colin Kaepernick this season? It seems like with Frank Gold taking sort of a lesser role in the offense, more has been put on Kaepernick's shoulders. What do you think of Kaepernick's performance early on this season?
Well, it's really interesting to see some of the game plans that Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, have come up with. Last week, Frank Gore only six carries, but it was really a lot of those five wide receiver formations that caught Arizona by surprise. The 49ers were able to capitalize early on, two 80-yard touchdown drives to start out the game. And the 49ers had the Cardinals on their heels, and that was Colin Kaepernick running the ball, taking it himself, using some of the read option. And it was a good balance. And after the game, Anquan Boldin said it best, you know, there's not a lot of teams who have five cornerbacks who can line up and match up with the 49ers wide receiving core. Boldin and Crabtree, Stevie Johnson added to the mix. The 49ers have a lot more weapons, and they're really still, I think, trying to figure out how to utilize them the best. Frank Gore certainly is a team guy, so he's fine with that number of carries as long as the team gets the W. But you have to think, he certainly wants to be contributing to the wins, and if that's blocking, being out there on the field. I mean, Frank's a veteran and a pro, so he's going to handle the situation the best he possibly can.
Scott, you mentioned the five receiver sets that the Niners use against Arizona. What's going to happen now that Vernon Davis, it looks like that he'll be healthy and good to go against the Eagles?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think Vernon is a big receiving threat himself. So it's going to be another one of those wait-and-see moments. It seems like the 49ers always have something different in their bag of tricks. And, you know, Chip Kelly and Jim Harbaugh really know each other well, and they know some of the tricks that each of them like to do from week to week. And I think it's really going to be a coaching matchup, too, from two really creative coaches. They have familiarity with themselves in the Pac-12. So it's going to be a very interesting game, and it's going to be not just in between the hash marks, but it's going to be on those sidelines too, what Harbaugh and Kelly have in store for each other.
Now, Scott, last question. When I think of the 49ers in the last couple of years, I think of that defense, but obviously two key pieces missing in Navarro Bowman and Alden Smith. How have the Niners been able to get by to this point without those two?
Well, really three key pieces when you think about it. Cornerback Tremaine Brock, their number one corner, has also been out for most of the season, getting hurt early on. So getting Tremaine Brock back, they don't know if that's necessarily going to happen this week, but it's kind of been next man up for him. Parrish Cox has done a great job filling in for Tremaine Brock. He has an interception and a fumble recovery through three games. Really missed a couple other interception opportunities, and he's been hard on himself for that. But, you know, the other team's not catching the ball even when he's not getting the interception, is he's still knocking it away. Parrish Cox, those guys have really stepped up, and the 49ers need more of that. And depth, kind of an issue on the defensive side of the ball. And you named them, Bowman, Alden Smith, not just two of the best defensive players in the NFL, but, you know, two solid players overall. And it hurts when those guys are out.
Scott Kegley from 49ers.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro-caliber protein. From the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
Answer the Daily Eagles Alumni Trivia, and you can win a chance to compete to become the finalist for the Santander $20,000 Field Goal Challenge. The finalists will have the opportunity at the Eagles versus Titans game on November 23rd to kick a 40-yard field goal to win $20,000. We welcome you back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. We've talked about the Niners a little bit. Let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. Presented by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Road game in San Francisco, well, actually Santa Clara on Sunday. Then, Chris, two games at Lincoln Financial Field. The St. Louis Rams come to town, the New York Giants come to town, and then a bye week. So what's the Eagles' record going to be after seven games?
Undefeated.
After six games.
Undefeated. Yeah. I'll say it after seven games, eight games, whatever.
We're at the quarter pole here, and you get a win on the road. It really sets you up nicely with this offensive line beaten up just a little bit here, and the defense still waiting for Michael Kendricks to get back. would be huge to win on the road and then come back to Lincoln Financial Field. Six straight wins at Lincoln Financial Field after that 10-game losing streak from 2012 to early 2013.
Distant memory at this point.
Distant memory. We thank you so much for joining us today on Eagles 360. We ask you to join us tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll be live with you again here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Eagles 360 coming your way as we count down the hours to the Eagles and the Niners. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.